This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, man. Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. What's today, the third or fourth day
of March?
Fifth day. There you go. Beautiful. What a start. Fifth day of March, 2020. This is the Great USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here pretty much exactly 1 hour from right now. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm lucky enough to get a chance to sit in this big seat and broadcast over the entire country from sea to shining sea, all the way out here in Long Island, close to where I'm sitting right now, across the entire country, like I said, out to California and everywhere in between. So many different things to talk about. Where should we begin, ladies and gentlemen? Well, since I last talked to you, Uncle Joe Biden has vaulted himself into the lead. He went from being basically finished to being the favorite. Literally in 2 days. So think about this. You've got somebody who they wanted to throw dirt on. I understand he looks like you should probably throw dirt on him, but they wanted to throw dirt on Joe Biden a week ago. And then because they read the tea leaves, and I have to give the Democrat Party credit for this, they figured this out. They were ahead of the curve. They realized that, you know, Amy Klobuchar, Buttigieg, even Bloomberg, they had no chance. They had no chance on their own to defeat Bernie Sanders, who now is public enemy number one for the Democrat Party. And so they did an amazing sort of 180, and they all backed Joe Biden, who seems like everybody loves. Everybody loves Uncle Joe Biden. He's friendly. He tells funny stories, even though a lot of them aren't true. So, okay, so Amy Klobuchar and Buttigieg and even Beto O'Rourke came out of the closet, but I don't know. Was he in the closet? He was disappeared anyway. But the three of them, they gave him the thumbs up, and they gave him their endorsements. And, you know, he went on to win Texas, which was somewhat of a surprise because the polls going in didn't have him winning Texas. And now they're basically neck and neck. And it would appear that Biden now has the inside track over Bernie Sanders, which is making all of Bernie's supporters upset. And there are a lot of Bernie supporters. And they went down this road before in 2016. And they're getting the screw job again as the Democrat elite end up backing Joe Biden. And, you know, sitting in this seat, as I do every single day, trying to figure out, you know, what's best for the country. What's best for the country is not 4 years of Bernie Sanders or 8 years, for God's sake, of Bernie Sanders, certainly. It's not 4 or 8 years of Joe Biden either. I mean, we need to continue down an economic path, although, again, we've got another stock market collapse of sorts, almost 1,000 points. Again, it drops. And I have a theory about the stock market. I think that the stock market, when it's this volatile, it's the heavy hitters. It's the guys and gals who swing big numbers. They make a fortune when things happen like this. They actually, you know, they purposely dump it all so it drops 1,000, then they buy it back, then they dump it again, then they buy it back and they dump it again, and then it'll go back up again. That is how they make all their money. They're, you know, all the people on the in-between, they get screwed. They lose, you know, they lose their shirts in some cases. But the big, heavy folks who can afford to make those huge moves, they dump it and they buy it back when it's 1,000 or 15 points down from where it was the previous day or a couple days ago. So they end up winning in the end, and it's the little guy who ends up losing. But I think that Joe Biden is still a severely flawed candidate. Well, let me look at it like this. Let me just kind of give you my breakdown of how I think this all sort of unfolded. I think without question they all kind of conspired together, right? They all got together. They said, this is sort of Custer's last stand. If Bernie ends up sweeping a Super Tuesday, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, right? That I think they pretty much realized. So they backed Joe Biden, most likable candidate. Again, he had high numbers in some of these polls. Certainly in the South, he's got a lot of swag. So he was able to carry those states. Also, folks of color seemed to really like Joe Biden. So it was a win-win. So they backed Joe Biden. Everybody else stepped aside. Again, it took a whole day for Elizabeth Warren, who lost her own state. How do you lose your own state and your own adopted state and still want to remain in? So it took till today when Elizabeth Warren waved bye-bye. And they came up with a plan. And I think Elizabeth Warren was part of that plan. I think actually Blumenthal, in a way, is part of that plan. So, you know, Blumenthal wanted to see how he was going to do. If he didn't do up to expectations, he bows out and throws his substantial fortune behind whoever it is. And it's going to be behind Joe Biden. It causes a serious issue. Because, you know, if you look at it, Biden now has the same kind of deep pockets as Bloomberg had. And that can cause a problem for Donald Trump down the road. Because, listen, whatever you want to say, and however you want to spin it, and however you want to try to handicap this, if you look at all of the major polls, yes, I know, everyone freaks out when I talk about this. But when you look at the major polls, this is different than it was in 2016. In 2016, there were a lot of folks who did not want to admit that they were Trump supporters. I don't think those numbers are as strong as they were before. I think people who like Trump tell you they like Trump. So right now, all these major polls have Joe Biden beating Donald Trump. The major polls. And that should make everybody a little bit nervous. We certainly shouldn't be overconfident. You know, you can't have a conversation anymore without anybody saying, well, Trump's going to win in a landslide. You might be right, but I think the polls are saying to you, man, you better slow down a second. And let's kind of take a step back and say, wait, maybe we all, you know, really need to get together and not be apathetic and really push the envelope here because, like I said before, even though Joe Biden seems to be on the edge of senility, people like him. And even though we can count on him sticking his foot in his mouth multiple times, people like him. In fact, I saw a video today. It was a disturbing video. It's a, you know, I don't know what to make of it. I would never do it. I don't know how anybody else would even think it's okay to do it. But I saw a video. I saw it. I watched it. It's not a hypothetical video. It's a video where Joe Biden was filmed sniffing a baby in Oakland, California, right on Super Tuesday. Somebody, you know, gave him a baby. And instead of, you know, giving a little kiss on the forehead or, you know, way to go, slugger, he sniffed the kid. He sniffed them. Now, there's something wrong about that. I mean, men don't sniff babies. Weirdos sniff babies. Strange folks sniff babies. So, I mean, there are a lot of problems with Joe Biden, but it's that love-hate. Certainly there's a love-hate with Donald Trump. I heard Wayne talking about this last night, how, you know, Trump is loved by probably in a deep way, in a passionate way, in a feverish way, unlike any other candidate in history. But on the flip side of that, a lot of people hate Donald Trump. So I think before we get overconfident, I think we've got to really, you know, take a step back and make sure that everybody's kind of rowing the boat in the same direction. And, you know, with the stock market going down again, I think that causes a little bit more panic. And, you know, people are going to be, in a lot of cases, when there is a question, they vote with their pocket. They always do. So, you know, whether this is a preconceived or a contrived drop in the stock market as a result of the coronavirus, maybe this is an opportunity. Like I said, a lot of these very rich, wealthy folks who dump stocks and then turn around and buy them again, maybe this is just a plan for them, using this very opportune time to do that. But, you know, I think we need to really make sure that we're not looking at the presidential race as a foregone conclusion and making sure that folks get out there when the time comes and cast the vote. Now, listen, on the flip side of that, I I'm a pessimist by nature, right? I think Wayne is a severe optimist by nature. I'm a pessimist. That's the way I was brought up. My glass is half empty, right? But if you look at the, there's also some really strong signs that folks are still 100% behind Donald Trump. And the strong signs are even in states where Trump is essentially running unopposed for the nomination. I mean, I think in Colorado, for example, Trump actually got more votes in Colorado than the three major candidates did combined, which means that people, even though they know that Trump's in, even though that's a guarantee, they're coming out to vote for him anyway. And I think that if that kind of enthusiasm stays, then I think, you know, you're talking about something that maybe like everyone is predicting, maybe it's going to be a landslide and Trump will have a walk. I, like I said, I'm a pessimist. I think, you know, you got to look at, all different sides of this thing and try to come up with the best case scenario. So anyway, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I get a chance to sit in on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the great Wayne Allen Root. I'm just kind of hanging out with you tonight. We do have a guest coming up right before the top of the hour, Tommy Vinion from the Heritage Foundation. We'll break down a Super Tuesday with him. I know we've got another, I think, six big races next Tuesday, which will get a better idea as far as where it's going. I think Michigan is next Tuesday, so I think, yeah, everyone's sort of given that already to Biden. And so anyway, we can have that. You can give us a call. I'd love to hear from you guys. Phones will be open certainly until that time. Again, it's the most caller-friendly show in the entire country, 1-833-WAR-TALK, 1-833-WAR-TALK. We'd love to hear from all of you. You can always email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. By the way, we're live on Facebook, which is a lot of fun. And I look like I'm 1,000 years old on Facebook. Hi, everybody. I can't say hi to everybody on Facebook because this is like a national radio broadcast, so I'm not allowed to do that. Anyway, we love to hear from you guys. And by the way, Chris in my ear making me laugh the entire show. So don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. We'll be right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allen Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydrsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT 20% off.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we're back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network, a whole bunch of stations across the entire country. Always a lot of fun. So at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk a little politics, but I also want to talk a little coronavirus. I'll give you the update on that and where we stand. And what, we were talking about some interesting things today that I don't think many people have brought up. And I want to talk a little bit about it at the bottom of the hour. In particular, and I don't want to spend a lot of time now because I want to do it then, but the whole spring break thing. Right. Think about spring break with these young kids getting together down in Florida, and a lot of times from all over the world, and they go down there. I know it doesn't affect kids like it affects adults, but they go down there and they get together. Obviously, it's spring break, and then boom, they go back to their countries. We'll talk a little bit about that at the bottom of the hour. But just some let's say off color things that are making the news right now that may necessarily not be something that you see on either Fox or CNN. There is a felony Fortnite arrest that has been made in Colorado. Listen, I don't know if you guys know what Fortnite is. Fortnite is like one of the most popular games in the country. Any kid, like I guess 8 years older, 8 years and up, right, has a computer or an Xbox or whatever, plays Fortnite. So every kid in the world. So this 10-year-old kid, apparently, who lives in Colorado, is such a Fortnite groupie, I guess, or junkie. He was outside with full Fortnite gear on. I guess they sell gear to make you look like characters in the game. And one of the parts of one of these characters is a gun with a little orange dot in the front that shows that it's not a real gun. So the kid's outside running around, and he's got the full uniform on, and he points the gun at a truck as the truck is driving by. Okay? I mean, I don't know about you guys. When I was a kid, I wasn't really a gun guy as a kid, but I had a cap gun like anybody else, and I'd point it at the neighbor, and I'd pull the trigger. Boom. Nothing. Well, I guess the truck stopped. The guy got out. He was angry. upset, started yelling at the 10-year-old kid. Father came out. There was a beef between the two. The kid, the 10-year-old kid, got arrested. 10 years old, got arrested for threatening. I mean, come on. Have you ever seen these characters in this game, this Fortnite? Some of the characters are like a banana or a teddy bear or some. It's stupid. It's just, this is the kind of thing when you go over the top and you sort of you lose common sense, goes right out the window. It makes absolutely no sense at all. Let's see. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Let's see. Bloomberg dropped out of the race. We know about that. We know about the $500 million. If you put what's his name, Steyer, together with that, I think Steyer spent almost $300 million or $250 million of his own money. Almost $1 billion. And what do they got to show for that? Samoa. American Samoa. And Steyer bounced out.
You see that jerk?
So, let me ask you this. I know everyone loves Trump, right? I know everybody who's listening to the USA Radio Network's a big Trump fan. I get it. It's all good, and I think he's doing a great job in his first 3-plus years as president of the United States. Why in the world does he continue to invite Kim Kardashian to the White House? I mean, to talk about prison reform, Kim Kardashian, why? Like, what is she bringing to the table? I don't get that. I still don't get that. I mean, you can't think of somebody better or have somebody with a little bit more smarts. I mean, I'm smart. Right? I'm smart, but not that smart. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't see where that makes any sense at all, where Kim Kardashian is. Is she sitting behind a big, like, is she sitting in one of her sequin, see-through gowns or lacy tops where everything shows in the boardroom? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me, right? What qualifies her as somebody who can talk about prison reform? Over and over, just multiple things, multiple times that they've gone down this road. I brought this up the other day, and I thought it was a really neat thing. And some of the listeners didn't like it, some of the listeners did like it. But Donald Trump is putting his money where his mouth is. He announced Tuesday that he was donating his fourth quarter 2019 salary, which I think comes out to be about $100,000, a little bit over that, to the coronavirus research. I mean, that's fantastic, right? I mean, I know the guy has money to burn and doesn't need a salary, but still, don't you think that's pretty remarkable? That the guy would actually go out of his way to focus his own money, his own hearted money, on helping out, try to figure out what's going on with the coronavirus. I think that's great. I do. I think that's great. And I don't know if you've seen this, but we could talk about this a little bit after the bottom of the hour as well. But the Chinese research laboratory where apparently this coronavirus got released, they're now saying there are at least two types of coronaviruses for folks to pay attention to. So not one, but those. Or whatever that is in Chinese. I don't know. How do you say two in China? Yeah, two maybe? Number two. All right, we'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has approved a House-passed bill that provides $8.3 billion in funding for the coronavirus response. The bill now will head to President Trump's desk for a signature, which could take place as early as Friday. Health officials in Washington state say people should consider postponing group travel events or heading on vacations or spring break. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was asked if this is a good plan on Fox News.
Well, I don't know that we're quite there yet, but I think that every institution, every state needs to be thinking about this. I just got off the phone with the governor of Ohio. We talked with the governor of Connecticut earlier this week, and the vice president and I were in Florida talking to the governor there last week.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. She did not endorse anyone as of yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root's Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Real water is all about negative ions. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, say that five times fast, extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And that's why it's the big rage right now. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a very special deal. So go to Amazon or go to your Prime Amazon program and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, that's the number 10, and then WAR, W-A-R, all caps, no space, between 10 and WAR, all caps, and you will receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you'll taste and feel the difference. Guess who gets it delivered to the door every week? Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, we are back. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour, taking you the last two on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yours truly. My name is Lee Elsie. Gets a chance again to sit in the big seat here on the USA Radio Network. You want to call in? We'd love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, wherever you might be, whatever topic is on your mind, we can get to all of it. So we've been talking a lot on my morning show about the coronavirus, and It is, let's say, the flu on steroids to a certain extent, and I'm not trying to minimize it. It is, you know, it has caused 3,356 deaths. They got 98,000 people have been reported to have contacted the virus, and right now over 6,000 people are in critical condition as far as fighting this. So it is a big deal, although, you know, it's really affecting the elderly more than anyone else. The young actually are bouncing back pretty good. So if you do happen to get it and you're a kid or a teenager or a young adult, you've been able to fight this thing off. In fact, as of this morning, I didn't get a chance to check today, but as of this morning, no kids have fallen victim to the coronavirus, which again is a good thing. The scary part is that if you get the flu, 0.02% of the folks who get the flu end up dying. If you get the corona, 3.4% of you end up dying. So it's like 300 times or 600 times as likely if you get the coronavirus that you're going to die as opposed to getting the flu. But it's still only 3% of the people that get it. And only, you know, you could say only when you don't have it, but still. But you look at what it's done. So it has had a direct negative effect on the stock market. There's no question about that. People are scared. People are worried. People are, you know, showing that, you know, these supply lines or companies are not producing the products at the same rate and not coming off the assembly lines the same way. So people are losing money that way. And I think that has obviously had an effect on the stock market, taking such an enormous dip. I think it's, 969 points today, 3% of the entire stock market they lost today. And over the last week or so, it's been somewhere around 4,000 points, which is a huge deal. People are betting that it's going to come back, and I think it will come back. I think people are scared, but it is what it is right now. So the coronavirus has certainly affected that. But back to what I was talking about before. You know, there are events being canceled. I was looking at this before. There was a concert series that was canceled here recently, and a couple other events have been canceled. They're talking about sporting events, in particular soccer events, in different parts of the world, where they're going to play the games or the matches, but they're not going to have anybody in the crowd. They're talking about doing that. They're talking about doing that at spring training games because they don't want the people to get together in these spaces because they're afraid of the spread. But things like spring break, I mean, think about that. So you've got these kids who have made these plans, in some cases a year or two in advance. They're not going to not go. Kids are kids. They're, you know, they are what they are. They're young and stupid, like we all were young and stupid. If you had told me there was a coronavirus when I was planning on going to Daytona, I would have went anyway, just like I think these kids will go. So if that's the case, you get everybody together. and then everybody sort of does what they do at spring break, and they go their separate ways to their own corners of the country, their own corners of the planet. Man, now you've got something that could really explode in a hurry. And, you know, March Madness is coming up. All these people getting together for that. Baseball's an everyday thing. Everybody getting together for that. I think that we'll get this spike here in this country, certainly, before we get it under control. But, the idea is how many people, how is it going to be catastrophic as far as fatalities? It doesn't appear to be. But it still knocks you around pretty good. It still knocks you around pretty good. Looking at the map as of right now, and actually I was talking to my aunt today out in Seattle, Washington. I have a cousin who is part of the bomb squad out in Seattle, and they are on high alert. My aunt actually was a former nurse, and she says all of the hospitals are in this different zone of trying to prepare for this. Right now, in Washington State, they've got 39 reported cases and some fatalities. So it is being taken very seriously in Washington, taking very seriously in California. California actually came out and said that they're having the state of emergency out in California as well. So that obviously is a huge deal. But, you know, what do you do, as these events happen? You going to cancel these events? Are they going to cancel the Olympics? But even, March Madness is here. I mean, they start playing these big tournaments for basketball next week, and I can't think of a worse place to be other than a plane than in some gym or some field house or some arena where the guy next to you coughs and all of a sudden it's bedlam, it's chaos. And that's the other thing, how easy this thing goes from one person to another. This is a very, very, this virus is incredibly contagious. And it's scary the way it's actually took Europe by storm. At first, obviously, China, then took Europe by storm. And Italy was pretty much chaos. And now here we got it here in California and Washington. So now you're going to see, a case here and a case there. There's a case in Florida. A couple cases will come in New York. And then you're going to get this explosion. Now, how do you keep it under control? I don't know. Because it seems so easy for it to move from one person to another. Because you don't know you have it. And then you pass it along to somebody else, and then they maybe don't know they have it, and they shake a couple hands, and they kiss somebody, and they, go to a party, and they talk to a bunch of people, and now they all have it, and they take it along with them, and then their friends and family. It's mind-blowing when you think about it, how easy these things can become a pandemic. I think this is one that we, at least we know that the fatality rate isn't going to be 40-50%. Which obviously is talking bubonic plague kind of stuff, but 3% of the folks who end up getting this, if they end up dying, it's a big deal. It really is a big deal. All right, so again, I don't know. I hope you guys do what you need to do. Wash your hands, they're saying to do. Stay out of crowded places. You don't have to necessarily wear a mask unless you're infected. That's what all the doctors are telling me. But I guess just be extra careful. I know folks who are canceling vacations and won't go to certain places, and I guess I just can't blame them for that. A couple of things real quick in the world of politics before we take a break. Like I said, Tommy Binion will join us from the Heritage Foundation. We'll kind of discuss the political landscape and what happened on Tuesday with him before we wrap it up and turn it over to Wayne Allen Root at the top of the hour. But, this whole thing with Bloomberg, I was thinking about Bloomberg and why he got in, and then why he got out, and what he's doing. So think about it like this. I think Bloomberg is still the Democrats' ultimate safety valve. He is their go-to guy if things get ugly for Joe Biden. See, they needed Joe Biden to stop Bernie Sanders. And Joe Biden now probably will stop Bernie Sanders. But I don't know if the Democrats want Joe Biden to actually get the nomination on his own. I think the best case scenario for the Dems going into their convention, this is best case scenario, is that Sanders doesn't get the delegates, Biden doesn't get the delegates, but gets more than Sanders, and then they have the brokered convention, and depending upon how Biden does in the next couple of months, as far as how many gaffes he has, how many screw-ups he has, how many times he calls his wife his sister, how many times he calls Thursday, Tuesday, and Tuesday, Thursday, and Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Friday, all of that with Joe, I think they're going to pay very close attention to that. And if Joe doesn't look like he can withstand the rigors of toe-to-toe combat with Donald Trump, and by the way, he cannot, that might be a disaster. If Joe Biden is even in the slightest bit, let's say, I mean, I heard Wayne last night talk about him maybe falling into senility, and it's hard to argue with that, but if he's even on the edge of that, can you imagine going toe-to-toe with Trump and Biden sort of losing his place when they're going back and forth? It would be... You'd feel bad for the guy, I think. It would turn out to be terrible for him. So I think if the Democrat Party sees that and thinks to themselves, man, I don't think that he can do this, then you got to go outside the sort of the mainstream. Then who do you got? And that may be where Bloomberg sits. So Bloomberg gives all his money to Biden, helps him at least get to the nomination. Maybe they fall short and they don't get enough, but Biden doesn't look good enough. Maybe they turn their attention to their new savior and hero, Bloomberg. He'll stand on his wallet, be taller than everybody else on the stage, and who knows? Maybe he becomes their nominee a couple months from now. I don't know what they're going to do. Michelle Obama, maybe? Hillary Clinton? I heard a rumor that Biden may actually have Barack Obama, be his vice president. That's a rumor that's circulating around the internet. I did some research on it, and it's like a 50-50 split from the scholars who think that's actually legal. Some people actually think it is, which would be very scary. All right, we'll take a quick break. Tommy Binion will join us, Heritage Foundation, next. Wayne Allen Root at the top of the hour. I think his limo's arriving as we speak. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
These policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Raw and unfiltered. One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crum, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
All right, it's always an honor and a pleasure to bring on the great Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. I imagine you in Washington standing on a bunch of dead Bernie Sanders supporters' bodies as Biden is waving some kind of a flag of victory. What do you say to that?
I don't know if I like that image particularly, but I guess it fits. given the results, it really was a Biden sweep. If you doubted the power of the media to influence elections, let the last week be a case study. The media really created this Biden surge out of nowhere. It is impressive, the influence they have, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I would say without question. I actually got to give the Democrats some credit here, though, Tom, to be honest with you. I mean, This was a well-calculated strike against Bernie Sanders. I mean, they've gotten, you know, Amy Klobuchar to get her backroom deal and Buttigieg to get his backroom deal. And I don't know what they promised Elizabeth Warren. I would think there's something for her to siphon away votes from Bernie Sanders. But, I mean, this was like, a Hail Mary because they were about to lose control of this party, and they brought it back on Super Tuesday.
They as they were in 2016, the party elite, the establishment, if you will, is very much in control of the primary results. Now, you know, depending on how you look at it, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because my viewpoint has always been that Joe Biden, or really anybody slightly to the right of Bernie Sanders, is more in line with the heart of the Democratic Party than is Bernie Sanders. He is a Democratic socialist. Until he ran for president, he never ran as a Democrat. He is a socialist. So it makes sense that they would do this. I think his supporters are probably going to be, really mad. But it makes sense to me that the Democratic Party would take control like this. And then keep in mind, you know, Biden only has to go two or three more weeks before, the bulk of these nominating contests are over, and he can, he could take a break. He can take a nap. He can take a vacation and get some rest before the convention and before the fall.
All right, so do you think Biden's going to get the delegates he needs?
You know, these things have a way of that happening.
Yeah.
I think, at any point in a primary campaign, it looks like there could be a brokered convention, and then, lo and behold, the last few states all sort of fall in line behind the presumptive nominee. If Sanders and Biden are going to duke it out over the last half of the country, it is possible that neither one of them gets the majority. But you would think if you're pretty close to a majority, if you're at 45, say 48% going into the convention, that you're pretty much going to win the nomination.
What's the latest on Trump slashing some defense budget stuff?
Yes, some of the DOD money has been reprogrammed for the wall. But let me give you an idea of the context. We're going to spend $740 billion on defense, and the amount being reprogrammed for border security is somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 or $3 billion. So $2.5 compared to $740, we're not talking about huge portions of the defense budget going to border security. What's really driving that is politics. The Democrats didn't want to give him overt funding for the wall, and so they sort of are turning a blind eye to his reprogramming the money in for the walls that they didn't want to fund. This is a big deal because $2.5 billion is real money. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't want the listeners to think that the defense budget is drying up because of border security. That's certainly not the case. The president and I would object to the use of the word slash. Not that you did that on purpose, but look, under Donald Trump, the defense budget has soared.
Right.
Truthfully, from somewhere in the high 500s now to the mid $700 billion. I think the military is very happy with their funding increase. They were in a bad place when Obama left office, and they're in a relatively good place now. Everyone should be paying attention to what happens with that.
All right. Very good, sir. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you. Well, that does it for yours truly. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's in the building, ready to go. He'll come your way in just a couple of minutes. Keep listening to the great USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered continues next.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Exclusions apply.